Ernie, go ahead, please.
Cheers. Hi, Jimmy. You know, you go down early like that. It's obviously never in the game plan. But just what did you kind of make of the performance today and maybe how you responded after that?
It's starting to fatigue now. You know, you're missing Roger as well. You're missing Dom. Norm Verhoeven's got an injury. Petrasso shouldn't have even started tonight, but we had to play him. And then you got Nicholas Hamilton and Julian who are just starting to come back. And we've asked the young guys to do an awful lot over the last four games. As a staff, we've sat down, we've talked and said by game five, six, seven, we're really going to start to feel it a little bit. And tonight we were sluggish when we started, you know, conceding two goals in the first 8 minutes. I mean, that should never happen. And just trying to get things going, we couldn't. And towards the end there, even at halftime, we had to take Michael off, had to take Lowell. Lowell was done. We brought Ozzie on and Alvaro to give us a bit of a lift. And, we had to take Isaiah off too. Just because he was struggling as well. I mean, for the young boy to come over and say, look, I'm hurting a little bit. You've got to try to protect him. And we've asked him to do an awful lot over the four games and considering our circumstances going into this. So, you know, the work ethic, it was good, but, you know, it could have been an awful lot better. But I understand the fatigue levels that they're hitting right now. So, yeah, we're disappointed, absolutely, with the result.
Right. You know, you mentioned not having Raj, not having Dom. You know, you ask Jordan and Krisnovic to come in and do that job at center back. Just what maybe did you make of them? I mean, obviously, two goals in the first 10 minutes, but
for them to go in and play that position, look, Enzo wants to play right back. That's where he's at best. He can also play in the six, and same with Jordan, can play center midfield. So you're asking both of them to go play center back now because we've lost two of our center backs, and then the other one that we have, Ryan Lindsay, back home in Toronto. And then you're asking young Ija to play right back, and he's not a right back. So we've got players that are filling in all over trying to do a job. And you know, I thought they did all right tonight. I thought they did okay, you know, for what it was worth. You know, there were some good little spells. Obviously, there's certain aspects could have been a little bit better. But overall, I thought Jordan competed, and I thought Enzo competed as well.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Charlie. Just one from me, Gaffer, if you don't mind, before I go to you, John. You talk about the youth. You talk about how solid these guys have been. Sometimes as a young player, for character-building purposes, there's nothing better than a defeat to really rally you. And I'm sure you're looking for a response from this group as well moving forward.
Yeah, of course, and we'll get one. We'll get one. Because I know the type of the kids that they are. But at the same time, we're asking them to do an awful lot, aren't we? It's an awful lot of games in a short period of time. And now it's us trying to lift their spirits, and look after them as well, to make sure that their legs are right for the next match. So yeah, it's going to be a difficult one, but I know they'll bounce back. Hopefully we'll have a few more bodies as well available for us. But yeah, there's no doubt that these young boys they'll be up for it again. It's us now trying to look after them, make sure that they're right for the next match.
John, over to you.
Thanks. Hi, Jimmy. Obviously, a tough one without Thompson and Zatorre, as you said. Are they expected to be back in time against Cavalry?
I don't know. Dom's back is pretty back, pretty bad, his lower back. Roger's got a niggle in his thigh, so we're not sure. Pretty much day by day with these guys, see where they're at, and time will tell. So. Dom didn't even come to the match today. He was still back at the hotel. So hopefully we'll have some answers over the next few days.
And leading off of that, you mentioned Ryan Lindsay was still in Toronto. Is it safe to assume he won't be arriving as a reinforcement while the club is still in the bubble?
No, I don't think so. I think Ryan will meet up with us when we get back.
Okay, thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you, John. Robin.
Yeah, you had debuted three guys tonight, Hamilton, Ulbrich, and Laverne. What did you think of their play?
Look, with Jupiter, I thought he did all right. You know, he's that guy. He wants to hold up plays, physical player. But for today, just give him 10, 15 minutes. Just get him a run, get his legs going. That was the first time he stepped on the pitch since we've been here. Nicholas still isn't ready. You could see that he was still a bit ginger with his ankle. But we had to put him in for a little bit just because we knew Abzi was starting to really kind of feel fatigued, and we had to manage him because we knew we had a game coming up. So we put Nicholas on. And then Gerard came in as well because Isaiah was done. He had nothing left in the tank, and I thought all three of them did okay. But it's just trying to get them minutes and get them game fit.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Any further questions for Jimmy before we leave it there? Excellent. Gaffer, you are done. Thank you very much for your time, as always. So we've got Jordan Wilson coming up in just a few moments, if you want to bear with us. Thank you. Hey, Jordan.
Hi.
Guys, same rules. Raise a hand icon goes up, and the first man out is Charlie. Over to you, sir.
Cheers. Hey, Jordan, maybe we just start with, you know, what you kind of make of that performance. You obviously go down quite early, but then you have to kind of chase the game for the rest of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just tough. I mean, obviously not the ideal start that we planned on, and I think in the past when we were going down, or we had maybe enough juice or fire to maybe rally together, but you can see today it was a bit harder to get everyone on the same page and kind of make a comeback.
You know, as Jimmy kind of just alluded to, you come into play center back kind of out of necessity. Just how did you kind of feel in that position? Were you comfortable there or not really?
I think it's playing there by myself is not something new, but I feel like everything around me was, in terms of maybe never playing with Cedric in front of me or Crystal to my right or Tariq to my left. So it's just all new. I think I just gotta take it with a grain of salt. Like, we're still a new team. It can't just all click at once. These are things we gotta train and work on. So yeah, I think when it comes to effort, I think we were there. We were there for the fight, but we just have to build on that.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you, Charlie. One from me. I know that there has been a terrific spirit within this group since you guys have got together, and this is really a character building process now for you guys. It's a defeat. It's something for you to think of, but it's something for you guys to draw upon in terms of that spirit and really dig into it.
Absolutely, definitely. I mean, you could say we had a high on Wednesday. We got that win and it felt good knocking the team on the top, and then we took a blow today. But I just think good teams bounce back. We don't let that bleed into the next match. I would take today, we sulk. We're a bit upset. I'm going to be upset all night for sure. But tomorrow I'll come to breakfast with a smile and just ready to work. Because it's a long season and we're not going to be defined by one game. So yeah, just have to have a good attitude.
Great. Any other questions for Jordan before we let the man go and get some peace? John, you've got one for him.
Hi, Jordan. We're more than halfway through the bubble now, with the league announcing that they'll be having a full schedule on Monday. Just want to get your thoughts on how excited are you to be able to play at home with, you know, home fans in this game?
Yeah, I'm elated for more reasons than one, but I just think also it gives some a bit of normality to playing instead of traveling, being in a bubble. I just feel like pulling up and playing at home or even going away is just going to be a great thing. And then especially for me, having family and friends being able to come and watch, that's something that's never happened for me. So I'm ecstatic.
I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. No further questions for Jordan Wilson. Excellent. Jordan, you can head off, sir. We'll play today, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, everybody.
Marty.